Just the 1 point from two games so far against Clare, lost last time out against Meath. It looks like already that it's shaping up to be a relegation battle for Derry.
I'll say no doubt about it. It's going to be a relegation battle, Tom. You know, the first two results were critical. And, well, we got a point out of Clare, but really we needed 2 points and maybe hoping to get something from Meath, but that didn't go our way either. I think it was a bit of a capitulation in the final 10 minutes, so it's looking like it's going to be ourselves and Down and Fermanagh and the likes of possibly Cork, you know, and that's going to be maybe Clare yet, you know, it's going to be in this battle, you know, so that's the way it's looking at the minute, Tom.
Yeah, and fielding quite inexperienced teams at the moment. Reading in the Irish News this morning, Damien Barton says his hands are really tied.
It's very inexperienced, you know. Like, you've got three Slot Neil lads, surefire starters in defence, not there, you know, the two McCaigs and Brent Rogers. You know, you've got Danny Heaven is not back from injury yet, you know, you've got Kieran McFall is not back. You know, it's very inexperienced, and you know, no doubt that was part of the reason why they lost, you know, if it failed against me. But you know, even Ron Murphy started the few games today this season, he's not back, he's dropped out. So inexperienced, difficult times for Damien. He's going to have to work his way through it. I hope, you know, I don't think anybody in Derry is attaching any blame to management. They're looking at it soundstream and thinking, you know, he's got limited resources as available. You know, you look at the inexperience in defence, you look at the inexperience even in the subs bench, and you think to yourself, you know, it's difficult for the Derry management. Survival will be a success, to be honest, in Division 2, I think, this year.
Yeah, and of course, Division 2 can be quite a competitive division, as we're seeing for the last couple of years.
Well, it is. It's looking that way now. Kildare, sorry, Tom. It's looking
You're okay.
That way with Kildare and you know, Galway, and that looks strong at this division. So, well, it's going to be... they're not going to be involved in that fight, I mean, put it that way. Even after two games, we know that they're not going to be involved in the promotion race to try and get back up there. So it's competitive enough, you know.
Looking at the team for tomorrow, what do you make of it?
I as we say, it's you know, looking at the team, it's inexperienced defence. You know, say Murphy's gone. You know, there's nobody that's been a regular, anywhere near a regular. Neil Forrester has been on the panel 3 or 4 years. And hasn't played an awful lot of championship football. Is probably the most experienced defender, young lad from Steelstown. James Kilt, midfield, yeah, he's been about for a few years, you know, and Enda Lennon and the forward, and Emmett McGuckin's named it at centre-half forward. Well, he plays there. That's about, you know, that's about as much experience as I had. You know, I read somewhere that the last time they played Clare 3 years ago, that there's only three survivors from that team. So, it's uphill, you know, really until we get those fellas back, we don't know where we stand, but at that stage, by the time Slán Éagla come back after All-Ireland football final at least, and possibly, hopefully, hurling final as well, I mean, the National League could be over, you know, so it's difficult for Derry management at the minute.
Yeah, and Kildare, one of the farm teams, as you mentioned?
Kildare's going well, they seem to have got their act together, you know, they're sort of a sleeping giant for years, so at this stage, you would look at them as favourites to go up, you know, they've a couple of very convincing victories so far, you know. I mean, they give Meath a 10-point tanking, and they beat Cork by 6 points. So, you know, those are two decent teams that they've tanked. So, it looks good for them. I think, you know.
So the teenagers aren't reading great for Derry for tomorrow.
No, they're not. And you know, as I say, I want to emphasise. You know, I feel sympathy for Damien and Tony and Brian McGuckin and those boys, because you know, they really have tried to put things right this year. You know, they started early and they've got their strength and conditioning right, and they've been doing, I was at an open session before Christmas, they're putting an awful lot of emphasis on the fitness work. You know, when they try hard in the McKenna Cup, but they just haven't got the experience and the personnel, Tom, and you know, it's difficult. It's difficult when you know, Slán Éagla have been successful and you've got three starters to come in there, you've got the possibly one or two other young lads and that from Slán Éagla could come in as well. So, you know, I sort of expect, I hope Derry get a victory, but I expect Kildare to win this time, and I think it's further on down the line, you know, that you need to be thinking it's Down, you know, Down are definitely in a dire state at the minute. Down and Fermanagh and those matches that we need to be looking for results to keep us for survival, you know.